Friday again, and time for one of our Culture File guests to tell us about some of the things they've been enjoying in watching, listening, reading, tasting and smelling. And this time it's the turn of artist and filmmaker Mikhail Karikis to share with us his Culture File likes.
My name is Mikhail. I'm an artist. I make videos and sound. I don't remember when the last time I saw a film or television was. Friends of mine recommended a Netflix series to me, and I never watch television, I never watch series. But these two friends I really respect, they recommended The Three Body Problem, and I really thought it was very poor in terms of content, in terms of filming. I just thought I wasted my time, I'll never watch it again. I'm not interested in it, I'm reading a lot of things at the same time, from science fiction to academic books. A friend of mine recommended Ministry for the Future, or Ministry of the Future, which I'm reading. But at the same time, I'm reading 6 Degrees by Mark Linus. Every chapter of the book, and there are 6 chapters, describes what the planet will look like, feel like, what is it going to be like to live on it, as climate change changes, warms up the planet by 1 degree. So it starts with 1 degree in the first chapter and it ends with 6 degrees, the last chapter, when the Earth is pretty unrecognizable. I love listening to Rothko's Chapel by Morton Feldman, and I listen to that more or less daily, or nightly, might I say. It has the ability to really transport the listener to a realm which is between wakefulness and sleep. It's a kind of meditative space, a liminal space, where it feels that there are different clouds of sounds and feelings that come and go. I don't really know anything else, how else to describe it. This is a fantastic work. It needs to be listened to.
You're listening to Sonic Symbolism.
Sonic Symbolism. This is episode 7.
Biophilia.
In recent years, I've listened to 2 podcasts. One of them is learning Portuguese, because this is what I've been trying to do. And the other one is Sonic Symbolism by Björk. It's Björk's recent podcast that she goes through the entire oeuvre of all her albums, and she talks about the sound world of each album and the selection, the precise selection of the range of instruments and electronics that she uses in each album and why.
Am I smiling? Am I confrontational? This is like a language I think a lot of musicians, they sort of learn how to use.
I'm a really big fan of sweets, and there is a cake that is made of an entire cooked orange with the skin and everything. You boil it and then you mix it with almond flour, obviously sugar as well. And then at the top, after you've cooked it, you put chocolate on it, which I love and I miss. And it's too complicated to make. I used to make it, but it's impossible. I mean, it just takes the whole day to cook. And it is, I believe, Palestinian. I'm a really big fan of scents, and I love herbal smells and scents. My dream was to have a bedroom with a balcony, and on the balcony to have different herbs that could give their aroma to my bedroom at night. And partly this dream has been realized. So I have a bedroom with a balcony, and I have chamomile and lavender bushes all around. In the summer, I also have jasmine and a small orange tree. So these scents I absolutely love. Orange blossom, jasmine, lavender, and chamomile, especially when they're all mixed together, is incredible. In terms of perfume, I don't change very much. I usually find one scent that I like and I stick to it for probably over a decade until the perfume company has gone bankrupt. So for the past 10 years, I've been wearing a vetiver by a company that probably most people would not have heard of. It's very small. It's called Marlene and Goetz. Marlene and Goetz Perfumery Vetiver.
Mikhail Karikas there, and his work, The Weather Orchestra, opens tomorrow with an artist talk at The Void in Derry. Also coming up tomorrow on the radio, and noticeably sooner if you subscribe to the podcast, is the Culture File Weekly, when composer, pianist and Gil Scott-Heron collaborator Brian Jackson tells us stories of tunes gone by. Jeremy Dibble on the downborn musical composer and conductor Hamilton Harty and the world's first artisanal white noise supplier. That's all in the Culture File Weekly, Saturday 6:30 p.m. on RTE Lyric FM.